I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, I'm taking you to the eastern part of Europe, to the capital of Slovakia, Bratislava. Visiting Bratislava, Slovakia, was a late decision in our trip planning. Berlin, Prague, Vienna, easy choices. But Bratislava? Luckily, we included it to add one more major Austrian-Hungarian Empire city to the tour, and we found a surprising connection to Paris, Texas. When Czechoslovakia internally parted ways in 1989, Bratislava became capital of the new country of Slovakia, and Prague governed the Czech Republic. Slovakia differs significantly from its western twin, less prosperous, more Catholic, and more rural. Its roots reach deep into Hungary, a part of the Habsburg monarchy for almost 400 years. Strangely, the centrally placed Bratislava was a favorite coronation destination for the royals. 11 kings and 8 queens were crowned at its St. Martin's Cathedral, including Maria Theresa of Austria. Historical Bratislava suffered greatly under communism. 2/3 of the buildings in Old Town were cleared for highway and bridge construction, as well as for building large, impersonal prefab apartments. The comparison to its charming and well-preserved sister capital of Prague is tragic. Today, though, thanks to increasing number of tourists, Bratislava has restored what it could and relies on its energy to be quite welcoming. We arrived at the 1950s train station with a small kiosk in front selling hot dogs and a sign in English encouraging us to, quote, have an amazing time in Bratislava, end quote. A taxi ride along the Danube River passed the intergalactic Novi Most Bridge and stopped near Town Central, where we jumped on a small red mini train that very slowly moved through the downtown pedestrian streets. The driver identified disparate sites. On your right is St. Martin's Cathedral. On your left is one of Bratislava's many playful manhole covers. It was a warm spring afternoon, and we strolled the stone streets and sidewalks with some of the city's 450,000 inhabitants, waiting for our 3 p.m. appointment to meet Mariana Gajanova. She is a second cousin, twice removed, to Paris resident Paul Suasco. Paul's great-grandfather and Mariana's great-great-grandfather was Jan Suasco, born in 1861 in Slovakia. An American family member had tracked down Mariana's family, and Paul's wife, Betty, was traveling with us and arranged our meeting. As Mariana walked towards us, we were all struck by her resemblance to the Suasco's youngest daughter, Christy. The shared genes played out in the blonde hair, height, easy smile, and even their walking gait. Mariana grew up in Sierna Lahota, a small agricultural town in the hills of eastern Slovakia, with little to offer its youth. Facing a post-communism 30% unemployment rate, she wisely considered education her best way out, choosing to study German in a bilingual boarding school a long bus ride from her hometown, and then mechanical engineering at the Technical University in Žilina. Her facility in German and in engineering were the perfect combination for her to work in the country's biggest industry, automotive. Volkswagen was the first major automobile company to set up shop in Bratislava in 1994. Since then, the company has continued to expand, producing through the years the Passat, Volkswagen Golf, Polo, and Audi Q7, as well as many parts for other cars. Peugeot and Citroën and Kia followed suit in 2004, meaning Slovakia makes more cars per capita than any other country in the world and is known as the Detroit of Europe. This industry's presence has lifted many Slovakians from the countryside into relative prosperity. Happily, Mariana's English was quite good, and we visited over a typical dinner of dumplings, cabbage, ham, sour cream, and beer. When asked if she liked beer, she smiled and replied, "I'm Slovakian, aren't I?" We learned Mariana is now an assembly planner for the SUV door systems for Volkswagen and Audi. And her boyfriend, Rado, works as an internal auditor for CEIT Consulting that provides external support for Volkswagen. They drive a Volkswagen, of course, and because of expensive real estate prices in Bratislava, have bought a house 24 miles outside of town. Despite their strong earning capacity, especially in Slovakia, 25% of their salaries goes to taxes, with the house payment eating up more. They have to plan carefully to even visit her home 200 miles away. Mariana knows she's fortunate to have her job and to be living where she does. She was only 2 when the regime fell, but heard from many that under communism, everyone had a job and seemed happier. That may be true of her parents' generation, but Mariana took advantage of her country's education and now participates and excels in a very capitalistic world. Her generation is the hope for Slovakia. And the truth is, both Slovakia and Texas are lucky to have those Swasco genes.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at KETR.org. Click support this station.